ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
For freedom. It's 5:05, which means it's time for Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and that was Tom Waits and Mark Ribot with Bella Chow, Goodbye Beautiful. And hope you're doing well on this Sunday. And if you're feeling down about, oh, anything in particular, I'm not one to cast aspersions. Just know that, you know, there's two big questions. Number one, what can you do? And the answer to that is what you can, when you can. And the second question is when I see on the cork board here at the studio saying, who can play us Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving? And I think that's more of a philosophical question. But not me. I'll be busy. I'll be with my family. Anyway, you know, in light of a very tense situation and an uncertain future, I always refer back to the words of the great Chilean Pablo Neruda, who said, pueden cortar todas las flores, pero no podrán detener la primavera. They can cut all the flowers, but they cannot stop the spring. And on the topic of Chile, here's a number by the great Victor Jara, covered by Inti Jimani, and then later on we'll have a song about a very famous shipwreck that happened 49 years ago today. But first things first, the one, the only, the Inti Jimani.
Con sangre obrera, los que hablan de libertad y tienen las manos negras, los que quieren dividir a la madre de sus hijos y quieren reconstruir la cruz que arrastrará Cristo. La infamia que legaron desde siglos, pero el color de asesinos no borrarán de su cara. Ya fueron miles y miles los que entregaron su sangre y en caudales generosos multiplicaron los panes.
I've been watching TV. There's something ends is it gonna take to change the way I think? It takes more than good intentions and a big bloke on the door. Though it's never the same after the first time, it doesn't stop them coming back for more. Fighting in the dance halls happens anyway. Sometimes it makes me stop and think. Sometimes it makes me turn away. Sometimes it makes me stop and think. Sometimes it makes me turn away. Sometimes it makes me stop and think. But most times it makes me run away.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings, the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Sorry about that, a little bit of a mix-up. So, let's go over what we just heard. We heard Itajimani with Vientos del Pueblo, Winds of the People, La Estrella de la Esperanza Continua Serenda Nuestra, The Star of Hope Will Continue to Be Ours, Billy Bragg, Lover's Town Revisited, and that was Gordon Lightfoot, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, The Edmund Fitzgerald Going Down, 49 years ago today with 29 souls, and it's a fantastic song. And as we listen to an instrumental by the Dubliners, I'm going to give you a quick legally mandated PSA. And it is, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack a computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And, let's see, and before we go into our next block of music, I'm going to preface it with this. I'm going to take you behind the curtain, behind this inscrutable persona of never letting on that I have crafted meticulously over these past decades, and that's that last night was my 20th high school reunion, and saw a lot of old faces, saw a lot of faces that I recognized the second time around, and a fine time had by all. Special thanks to Erica and Adrian for putting that together. And one person who was not there was a good friend of mine who I've been friends with for, well, going over 30 years now. And his name's Ramon, and he has a band called Specific Thing. And Specific Thing is actually quite fantastic. In fact, they released their debut single not too long ago. And so I'm going to play it for you, and I would encourage you all to follow them on the follow Specific Thing on the socials. And as I play this debut single by them, I will send it out to not just Ramon and Erica and Adrian, but also to Dan, Alex, Chris, Eve, and all the rest of the class of 2004 from Brookline High School, who I saw and who I may yet see again down the line. So this is for all of you, And, yeah, it's a certain thing we call a specific thing. Check it out.
I could tell you about the way it feels when the sun shining down on my face. I could tell you about my favorite shoes, how they look so good and they feel so good. I could jump into a secret creek and tear off my clothes and howl. I could teach you my favorite song and we sing it all night super loud.
Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that. Just walking the day. Sitting in the jungle, I remember the stars. A man lost in time near Cardiff, just walking the dead. Thousand people, crossbars and broken, fingers are crossed, just in case. Walking the dead.
right, that was Fontaine's DC favorite off of the new one, Romance, which is just fantastic. Before that, David Bowie, Where Are We Now, his penultimate album, The Next Day. And we started off with Specific Thing, Now Is Actually Not a Good Time. But it is a good time for you to listen to that song several times over because it's my friend Roman's band. And it's a great band, great song, and a great guy, that Roman Korfas. We salute him. As we listen to this instrumental version of I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow from the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, let's take a look at the scene report, the meat and potatoes of your cultural stew. Tomorrow, on the 11th, at the Silhouette Lounge in Alston, you can see Chris Finn, Jeff Bousquet, Eleni Paris, and Caleb Tarzi. That's a $10 show, 21 plus, and it starts at 8 p.m. On the 14th, you have two choices. You could either see Matt Charette, David Wells, Sonny Jim Clifford, and Some Kind of Infernal Machine at The Jungle in Union Square, Somerville. Doors are at 7, music at 8. 21 plus, $10 is the cover. Or at Deep Cuts in Medford, you could see Linnea's Garden, The Ghouls, Catwolf, and Good Karma. That's a $15 show. 18 plus, doors at 7, music at 8. So many things to consider. On the 15th, at Faces in Malden, you could see Hasty, Delicious Monsters, Cigarette Camp, love that name, and Bad Idea USA, and they have some new music out. That's at 8 p.m., $10 is the cost, it's an all-ages show. That's also my brother's birthday, so if you want to get him something, get him some merch from Bad Idea USA. On the 27th, it's also at the Sill in Alston, you could see Kate Crush, Massive Nightmares, New Favorites, and Joe McMahon and Chris Coughlin. 21 plus, $10 is the cost, and that's at 8 p.m. And on the 30th of November at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Heather Mack's birthday show. You can see Pink Slip, The Only Humans, Reclama, and Bad Idea USA. Doors are at 7, and $15 is the cover. And remember, at the Midway Cafe, cash is king. And before I go into the next block of music, I want to say one thing about the scene report. The scene is so much more than music. It's also about turning out for those who are closest to you and need your defense. So on the 16th of November at 11 a.m., there's a rally for reproductive rights at Charles Gate Park near Kenmore Square. So be there, and be righteous. All right, let's throw it over to... You know, I'm always a fan of this song. I don't care if it is overplayed. I get to make the decisions here.
Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
What in the world are you thinking of? Laughing in the face of love. What on earth are you trying to do? It's up to you.
Karma's gonna get you, gonna look you right in the face.
Better get yourself together, darling.
Join the human race.
yourself in a living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman. Get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh, it can't all be wedding cake. It can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it. Can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. So much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch ever. That's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be for the while. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
Flower grows. along the boats are coming to an us, they're coming to an us, they're coming to an us, along the boats are coming to an us, hold on to the shore, they'll be taking the key from the door. Mary dropped her pants by the sand, a letter parson, come and take a hand. But the soul of nobody knows where the parson goes. Where does the parson go?
That's Yusuf Cat Stevens with Longer Boats from Tea for the Tiller Man. Before that, we had Spoon, The Underdog. And we start off with John Lennon, Instant Karma, We All Shine On. And indeed we do. And up next, we have a long one for you to kind of take us towards the end here. And this comes with a reminder that some of you may not have work tomorrow, because tomorrow is Veterans Day, formerly known as Armistice Day. And so here's a number about the folly of it all.
When I was a young man, I carried my pack, and I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, 'cause there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed away from the quay. And amidst all the tears and the shouts and the cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Oh, well, I remember that terrible day when the blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shells, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell, nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain, and we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were living did their best to survive in that mad world of dust, blood and fire. And for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive. All the corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse over. And when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, Christ, I wished I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. And no more I'll go on, sing Matilda, to the green bushes so far and near, for to hang tents and pegs, a man needs two legs. No more will sing Matilda for me. So they collected the cripples, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane, those proud wounded heroes of Sofla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be. And thank Christ, there was nobody waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway, but nobody cheered. They just stood and stared, and they turned their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my own comrades, how proudly they march, reliving the dreams of past glory. I see the old men all twisted and torn, the forgotten heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask me, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, their numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, go a waltzing Matilda with me.
And That's the Pogues with the band played Waltzing Matilda, a song about the Gallipoli campaign and the general folly of mechanized warfare. And that'll bring us to the end of this edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you know, look after yourself and those around you. That's all I'll say. And on that note, instead of ending with our usual fare, the wedding present cover of the Cheers theme, I'm going to leave you with a live number by the Rolling Stones from the Rock and Roll Circus. It's their closing number from that night. And I will remind you that as you are indeed listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, I will also remind you that you can tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different, for as long as the powers that be will allow us, or as long as I keep making the right bribes. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I leave you with the Stones. And until next time, good night and good riddance.
And now, there's nothing left for us to say, really, but to sing you one last good nightly song and to wish you all good night.
Let's dream to the hard-working people. Let's think of the lowly of birth. Raise your glass to the good and the evil. Let's drink to the salt of the earth.
Say a prayer for the common foot soldier. Spare a thought for his back-breaking work. Spare a thought for his wife and his children. Who burn the fires and who still till the earth. This faceless crowd, a swirling mass of gray, blue, black and white, they don't look real to me. In fact, we all look so strange. Yeah. Where's your glass to the hard-working people? Let's drink to the uncounted heads. Wavering millions who need leading but get gamblers instead. Spare a thought for the stay-at-home voter. Empty eyes need the strange beauty show. At the rates of gray-suited grafters, a choice of cancer or polio. When I look into this baseless crowd, a swirling mass of gray and black and white, do we all look real to you? Or do we look too strange? Yeah! Let's drink to the hard-working people. Let's think of the lowly of birth.
Right. Take care now.
Okay, yes, beautiful show before this one. And then Abdi Toutoun, bonsoir. C'est grâce à WMFO Medford 91.5 FM stéréo. Nous venons de nous. Et c'est chaque dimanche. Oui, depuis dimanche, fait bang. Avec où qu'on est. Et mon Somerville. Et mon Cambridge. Yo, Cambridge. Mon Molden. Yo. Mon Everett. Yo. Mon Chelsea yo, mon Len yo, et probablement mon Winchester yo, mon Waltham yo, n'a pas salué tout mon net, mon Oretown yo, bonsoir, mon New York.